NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, we're James and Nicole from Carb on Carb.
And we're here doing a Long Player segment about our album coming up called Four Ages.
And the SpearFam.
Okay, so Four Ages is our second album. We've been working on it for probably a couple of years now. It's sort of about coming of age as like a continual concept. Because like I really like the theme of emotional renewal and like coming of age movies and things, but think that it's kind of powerful to keep thinking that way as you get older. Like you can have like a, you know, just an emotional renewal and like become a better person, and you don't have to be the same person you were when you were like 20 or whatever.
There's a song on the album called It's Been a Rough Year. It was our first single from the album. We released it and it got, you know, a nice reception, so that was really good. Basically, I wrote the song kind of as a motivational song for our friends to kind of be like, don't worry, you're okay. It's been hard, it's been really hard. Everyone's having a shitty time, but it's gonna be okay and you're gonna get through it kind of thing, which I think plays into the whole album's concept as well. It's just like, you know, supporting your friends and also just making sure that people know that your actions now do not mean that this is the rest of your life, this is the course of the rest of your life. You can always change your life. There's a song called Man Says on the album. It's actually the name of the song was the name of my first high school band, and it was like all like me and my friends' initials put together and then like says at the end. And so I wrote the song kind of from the perspective of 16-year-old me, where I was like, you know, just a little rat bag going around like, meh, I'm in a band, meh. And basically like talking about a lot of the lines in the song and kind of like about how I tried to really assimilate into like a lot of white culture and a lot of like, you know, boys club culture. Being a 16-year-old, you know, just being like, oh, I want a skateboard and like, whatever, I'm just like rocking out and like not really thinking about what I was doing kind of thing. And I think it's kind of interesting writing a song from 16-year-old me and then also kind of thinking about the things 16-year-old me would think are really cool that I'm doing now. And I think it's a really nice thing to think about, is to think about like, what would 16-year-old you now like be proud of now? Because you forget. Because like sometimes you're like, I was just like, oh, you know, I got this job at like a retro shop and I was like, this is kind of boring and like, yeah, it's just a job. But then I think about 16-year-old me would have been like, oh, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard. Like, oh my God, I'm so jealous. Like, yeah.
It comes up a couple of times in the album, like enjoying the fact your teenage dreams have been met.
Anything but ordinary.
Track 5 is called Nicole's Express. It's a reference to, in Australia, they have petrol stations called Coles Express and they have 80 cents espresso coffees. And so we call it Nicole's Express because we go there all the time. Because Nicole's name's Nicole. So it's just like sort of a thank you to coffee. And it was our second single.
Mm.
And we got our friends Fruit Juice Parade from Palmerston North. They're a really cool band and they got really great voices, so we got them to do some backing vocals. So that was a really nice tie-in. You can hear them at the end.
Oh, deep breath before I scream.
So there's a track called Ma on the album. We released it previously on a 7-inch, but we've re-recorded it and put it out on the album. It's about my grandma, both of my grandmas. One of them's passed away and one of them's still alive. But the one that's still alive is like the biggest Carb on Carb fan ever. Like, she always comments on every post on Facebook being like, proud of you, miss you, and like, she's real good at the internet. But yeah, the song is really special. I think it's a very, very special song to me. It's very emo. And we got someone from Wellington, Olivia Grace Wilding, to do some cello on it. So at the end of the track, there's like this beautiful cello, which we've never ever put like any other instruments except for like guitar and drums and bass, you know, on a thing. And now in this album, we've got like synth, we've got cello. It's, yeah, it sounds really good.
Down.
last track is Midi Midi. It's the last song on the album. It's like my favorite song on the album. I think it's your favorite song too.
My favorite song. Yeah. I think it's the best song we've written ever.
Yeah. It's just like, it's basically, we went to Miti Miti, the place up north, with a bunch of friends of ours, and it was just like so beautiful and so, like, just the landscape was amazing and it felt like really special and spooky. And it's kind of just about like our friends and a love letter. It's like a love letter to our friends and New Zealand.
Was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.